This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to offshore bank accounts, the winds of change are clearly blowing. In the 1980s, Raymond established offshore accounts in Bermuda and on the island of Jersey, both well known for welcoming U.S. money into their banks without asking any questions. A U.S. attorney decided to go after Raymond's offshore accounts to satisfy his tax liability, and with the IRS hot on his tail, Raymond and his wife Arlene agreed to pay $3,000 a month in back taxes and penalties. But they breached the agreement, and a federal court entered judgment against them in the amount of $36 million. After Raymond died, the court found out that Arlene had received more than $500,000 from the offshore accounts deposited directly to their children's bank accounts in an attempt to evade detection. The court ordered the offshore accounts seized and Arlene held in contempt of court, even though she's ill and 84 years old. The moral to this story, when you ship money offshore, make sure you pay your taxes, because islands in the sun may be underwater. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.